Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and via the satellite. Now, you can also hear us as we give a special shout-out to our active-duty military and our veterans and our EMS and our firefighters and police and hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers and Customs and Border Patrol, the security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. And let's not forget, so everybody that's out there working tonight on the Third Watch, we appreciate everything you're doing to keep America's roads and drivers moving along and keep things going. Now, our over-the-road truck drivers out there, men and women, behind the wheel of the 18-wheelers, appreciate what you're doing, especially everybody delivering down here to the hurricane zone in southwest Florida. Also, the bulk mail center drivers, appreciate you guys and gals. And our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, the diesel, and the jet fuel, too, as well as our Amazon warehouse people and our Amazon drivers right here in the area. Now, follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Parler. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. And we're on Twitter as Captain's America. That's Captain's America. And don't forget, our website is the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Simply the Captain's America Third Watch.com. And joining us from FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon. Good morning.
Good morning.
We have a caller on the line, and I believe he's possibly from Michigan, he or she. So let's go see who we got. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Matt. How you doing tonight?
Not bad. Who's this?
This is David from Sandusky, Michigan.
Oh, yes, sir. How are you, sir?
I'm doing good.
What's on your mind, sir?
I was just looking up on my phone information about why they don't say the Pledge of Allegiance in school anymore.
Uh-huh.
And it's basically the same reason why you say it so many times during the night.
Mm-hmm.
And what they said was is in violation of the First Amendment.
Oh, boy. Well,
and if that's true, all I got to say is that's nothing but Bravo Sierra.
Well, you're right, my friend. You're right, because
if you don't like it, get out.
Yep, that's part of it, too. All right, listen, what's the weather like up there tonight?
I don't know. I haven't been out yet tonight.
Okay, well, I was just checking. Listen, you have yourself a good night, and thanks for calling here, Dave, and you take care.
Yeah, thanks for the time, Matt.
All right, you take care. Yep, thank you. All right, that's one of our callers up here listening to us on our affiliate up there in that area of Michigan. So what do you think? Why do they not want the Pledge of Allegiance to be said?
They went woke. There's no other reason.
But you heard what he said the excuse was, First Amendment violation.
Yeah, well,
they got it backwards. All right. Well, we'll let that go by the wayside because there's nothing much I can do about it except just say on this program, if you want to say it, fine. I have no problem at all. That's what we do. Now, I want to ask you a question here about the facts. Nothing but the facts. Joe Biden trying to give Americans the facts about how the Inflation Reduction Act stops the big corporations from skirting the tax laws. Really? Well, he quietly was fact-checked by Twitter for pushing a misleading claim. Now, what did Biden claim? Well, on Friday, the president claimed that 55 corporations had earned over $40 billion in revenue when, in fact, they had not.
Well, in my opinion, most of this is coming from people like Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren, because they, both of them, clearly have no use for corporations, and certainly those that are in the oil industry and the energy industry. But here's the fascinating thing. They have made this claim for years and years, going all the way back to the Obama administration, and not one time has the Department of Justice found that these oil companies were gouging,
right,
were price fixing, not one time.
Mm-hmm.
So there's your fact check. That, you know, our own government can't find it. It's just that the White House, you know, is deflecting and placing blame wherever it thinks it wants to. And it lies about it, among the many other things that it lies about. So that's where we are. And, you know, we're still in trouble energy-wise.
All right.
In fact, I was just reading something yesterday from the International Energy Institute that China actually produces more energy, including coal, than the United States. So how is that Paris agreement, that Paris climate change agreement that happened with John Kerry, how's that working out for us?
Not working out for us.
Precisely.
Working out for China, but not us. Mm-hmm.
Precisely. And then when we, you know, take oil out of our reserves,
yep,
and we put it out on the open market, who's buying it? China.
China.
Mm-hmm. So they're going to have more oil, more energy than any other country in the world.
Yep.
And we're worried about Russia.
Yep. Yep, yep, and yep. Hold that thought, and we'll be worried about Russia when we come back. And we'll be worried about a little bit of oil, because you got to talk a little bit more about that. 10th Amendment, got a lot of conversation going about that yesterday, folks. A lot of conversation. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
We never treated President Bush the way they treat President Obama.
Style One, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
Alrighty, I am going to take it right away. This portion of the program brought to you by Geico, Geico Insurance. Remember, all you got to do is go over to their website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, and check them out. You can get a cost comparison for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. Maybe you got a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV too. But where you really save the money is when you bundle your homeowners or your renters or your condo insurance with your car or your truck, and you'll save a boatload of money. So check them out, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com. Back to Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning again.
Good morning.
We have got Mel on the line from Saratoga Springs. So, Mel, what's on your mind?
Oh, yes, good morning, Denise, and good morning, Captain.
Hi.
Hi. In regards to your last caller, I think I've got another angle to that issue that he spoke about. I think if those who are trying to destroy this country can take away the collective allegiance to our country by not us saying the Pledge of Allegiance in school, that would give them more of the advantage to control us, because we can't come together as a group against them. They can separate us. It's like the 6 foot social distancing. There's nothing social about distancing.
Yeah.
They can break our collective group thought against what they're doing to us. So, I mean, that's That's the angle that I take on. Thank you for taking
the
call, and have a
great day. All right, and we got Bagham and Bob on the line, so I'll switch right over there real quick. Bagham and Bob, what's going on?
Yes, sir, Captain. In regards to nullification that you were citing by yesterday, I looked up some stuff, and there apparently some laws could be nullified, some can't. And I wondered what Denise thought about this, and if the federal government won't follow its own laws, then why shouldn't we be able to nullify some of theirs? All right, that's it, Captain.
Good point.
You know, he brings up a point in hat tip from Mel, because, you know, let me just address him. A lot of people think if they pledge allegiance to the flag that they're pledging allegiance to the federal government. No, we're pledging allegiance to our country.
That's right.
So we have to make that distinction. And the school boards and whatnot, they haven't done that. Now, as far as repealing laws, back when Michelle Bachmann was in Congress, there was a great effort, and it worked for a little while, that any law that was introduced by any politician had to pass constitutional muster before it was even introduced.
Right.
We're not doing that anymore. The other thing is that the Biden administration is not only defying court orders by whatever court, including the Supreme Court, but you've got other politicians at state level that are doing the same thing. If for nothing else, just look at Mayorkas over at the Department of Homeland Security when it comes to migration. Now, here's a fascinating question I have. I would like to see, when they are in violation of a court order, who gets to have those people arrested because they're in defiance of a ruling, in contempt. So wouldn't it be fascinating that I don't think the Supreme Court can issue a bench warrant. Maybe they can. I've never heard of it before, but it occurred to me that, you know, somebody out there really does need to step up their game and have these people found in contempt and in defiance of court rulings. We can repeal laws. We can repeal laws all the time. Look what happened with Roe. After 50 years, it was repealed.
Yep.
It didn't change abortion. It just put the burden back on the states where it belongs to start with.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I was thinking about Val Demings the other day, who was obviously running for the U.S. Senate against Marco Rubio. And I was looking at her voting record 2 days ago, and it's really quite fascinating how she voted, along with just about every other Democrat, to make Washington, D.C. a state. Well, it's in the Constitution. It can't be done. So that shouldn't even have been a proposal by anybody in Congress. The second thing is there were two proposed pieces of legislation early on by Nancy Pelosi to federalize U.S. elections.
Mm-hmm.
For the U.S. government to federalize elections at the state level. Well, all elections are at the state level. We register to vote at the state. We don't register to vote by the U.S. government. It's by the state. So, The fact that that should have been one right there that should have been constitutionally scrutinized before it was ever introduced in Congress and then voted on. So we can repeal these laws, and we can go make a new law to fix some of these other flaws, like the Inflation Act and several others. So, yes, to answer Bob's question, yes, we can do that.
Now, I found out yesterday that there were some documents that were leaked about Twitter and Facebook.
I'm writing on it literally as we speak.
And they were having regular meetings with the Department of Homeland Security on censoring Americans.
Censoring.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'm writing on that very thing. But it wasn't just the Department of Homeland Security. It was the White House. It was the FBI, too.
Hmm.
So, and it also involved the other government agency known as CISA. So, that is why, and this actually was revealed because of a lawsuit by a couple of state attorneys general, led by the Attorney General Schmidt out of Missouri, and Jeff Landry out of, Louisiana. Anyway, we knew that the Department of Homeland Security wanted to launch misinformation task force. And, of course, that one went away after about a week or so with that crazy woman that was going to head it.
Mm.
Well, it didn't go away. It didn't go away at all. So we have a federal government under the Biden administration, approved by the Biden White House, that is in violation of law and First Amendment protections.
Huh. By the way, Fetterman's hometown newspaper yesterday endorsed the Republican Oz for Pennsylvania Senate.
Well, at least Pittsburgh got it right. Too bad Philadelphia can't get it right.
Yeah, yeah. Isn't that something? Isn't that something? And we've got a lot of different craziness going on right now. There's some Democrats that have just quit campaigning around the country. Various races. There's a story about that that's on Breitbart today, talking about who they are. There's too many of them to mention, but you might want to check that out and just see all the different names that are there.
The money's dried up because they're putting the money into. They're putting money into Senate races and not in the House races.
Okay. And of course, we had, I guess it's official now down there in Brazil, is it not, that the socialist...
Yeah.
Okay, so he...
Yeah, he's a communist, and he's
right.
A criminal.
Right, and they elected him.
They did.
So, there's hope for the bad guys yet, I guess.
Well, we needed to stop that somehow. We didn't bother. And, of course, Biden calls them up and congratulates them. And we'll work together very well.
Well,
you
know who else did? Leonardo DiCaprio. He called them up and congratulated him for winning. Jeez.
Pathetic.
It is pathetic. Okay, we will talk to you tomorrow. Have a great day and enjoy the weather.
Yes, sir.
All right, Denise Simon, everybody. FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Check her out, Denise Simon. And I'll be back with more right after these messages that are coming up bottom of the hour with our military and veterans news segment coming up. Don't go nowhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. Brazilian leftist leader Luiz Lula da Silva narrowly defeated President Jair Bolsonaro in a runoff election, but the far-right incumbent did not concede defeat, raising concerns that he might contest the result. That's a remarkable comeback for that country's first working-class president, whose storied political career nearly ended in prison. 12 ships carrying grain left Ukrainian ports despite Russia having abandoned a UN-backed deal to guarantee exports from the war zone, suggesting Moscow had stopped short of reimposing a blockade that might have caused world hunger. The death toll from a suspension bridge collapse in India rose to 134, with many of the victims children, as authorities opened a criminal case into one of the deadliest accidents in the country in the past 10 years. The bridge was built under British colonial rule and reopened only last week after repairs. This is USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hey, folks. Tom D. for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Alrighty, it's time for our military and veterans news, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy can be found online by going to their website, NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. One more time, NAA.edu. Go over there, check them out. In the meantime, they're going to tell you about themselves right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy will train you to become an aviation maintenance technician in 14 months at one of their locations, either the one in Clearwater, Florida, which is right here in my backyard, or the one in Concord, Massachusetts, up just outside Boston. Now, whichever one you decide to take and take a tour of, which I strongly recommend that you take the tour of one of those facilities to find out what they're all about, and you'll be glad you did, trust me. But once you do that, give them a call at 800-659-2080. That number, 800-659-2080. Give them a call at that number and make sure you take a tour. at one of the two facilities, or both. You can take them at both if you want to. That's fine. And see how that all works out for you. Now, I will tell you that the National Aviation Academy is turning out people all the time. They're having a graduation this week. And once a month or so, they have a graduation ceremony. You get a chance to go if you want to. I'll be going probably within a month to the next one, somewhere along those lines. My friend Cynthia's cousin is over there graduating, and he's got a job already. He's got a job already. Way to go. All right. Federally activated National Guard troops are expected to continue to deploy along the U.S. southern border through the summer of 2023. So says a Pentagon spokesman, confirmed it to the Military Times on Friday. I am not surprised at all. Not surprised at all. Now, Captain Kyle King, who had been hoping to compete in the Marine Corps Marathon for years, with runners back on the course Sunday morning for the first time since 2019, the Marine stationed in 29 Palms, California, achieved his goal and then some by winning the event's 47th edition in 2 hours, 19 minutes, 19 seconds. Congratulations to the captain. He won one for the home team. Congratulations. Now, more than 6,000 soldiers are headed into the box this weekend as part of a combat training rotation across the Hawaiian Islands, deciding to replicate a fight with China. Major Hawaii-based Army will exercise tests. They'll test their brigade to island-hopping fight. We'll see how that works out. And a group of A-10C Thunderbolt II attack planes are deployed to Guam for training amidst the tensions between the U.S. and its regional rivals, China and North Korea, the Air Force said. It'll be interesting to see how that works out. Hopefully they won't be needed for anything. Also, the $6.2 billion contract with Home Safe Alliance to improve household goods moves for military families has cleared a major roadblock following a court ruling in the government's favor on Thursday. Russia, by the way, has been raining missiles on Ukraine after pulling out of a crucial grain deal. So now, instead of selling grain, they're firing missiles. Jeez, what's next, right? What's next? By the way, a video shows the alleged Ukrainian drone swarm attack on a Russian warship in Crimea. The Crimea and the Russians were really upset about this one. Russia also has threatened commercial satellites that the Pentagon sees as its future, shooting them down out of the sky. And inside a military cyber team's defense of Ukraine, a little-known U.S. team that hunts global adversaries has helped to protect Ukraine from cyber attacks. They're there now. Also, tens of thousands of Czechs have showed their support for Ukraine as they gathered in the capital on Sunday to demonstrate their solidarity with Ukraine and their support for democratic values. Ukraine also says a total of 218 vessels are effectively blocked due to Russia's decision to suspend its participation in a grain export deal. Ukraine's infrastructure ministry said that on Sunday. We'll see what happens next. There will be discussions about trying to get that moving. We'll see what happens. Now, the White House rejected a recommendation by senior Pentagon officials to promote an Army general who came under intense scrutiny after the Pentagon's slow response to the riot at the Capitol, defense officials said, pushing the officer to a near certain retirement. We'll see how that plays out. Veterans, by the way, who make up one of the five candidates in this year's midterm ballots and their message of unity and love of the country is helping to shape key races throughout the country. As you may or may not know, there's a Brigadier General running for Senate in the great state of New Hampshire, or as they like to say, New Hampshire, General Baldock. We'll see how that works out. I'm rooting for him over the incumbent Democratic senator who does not have that great of a record. He's been voting with the teetotaling gang for quite a while in Washington, D.C. And it is what it is, I guess. But what a waste. What a waste. It's a shame that they have to do that. Also, we have the CENTCOM boys right here in our backyard. We're literally sitting across the bay from where they are. And every now and then, you'll see something going on, interesting to watch. Big planes going out, going off, flying around, maneuvers here on the edge of the base. And, of course, you can see all that from afar. You can't necessarily get on the base to see it, but you can see it from afar and watch that when they're doing different things. Your military at work, we used to call it. Your military at work. Also, the feds are concerned about armed people at Arizona ballot boxes. Well, if it's legal to carry in Arizona and they can vote by carrying their weapons in, which they can, then what's the problem? I guess they'll have to change the rules again, right? You leave your weapon in your car or your truck. I don't know what they're afraid of, but the people with the permits that are carrying, even if it's open carry, they're the least of your problems normally. Normally. Okay, one more little thing here. We know that the VA Secretary Dennis McDonough claims that applications this month are 19% higher for veterans filling out disability claims. Wow. Who would have thunk it? Okay, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All righty, it's time for my conversation with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. And before I do that, I want to remind everybody that this portion of the program is brought to you by Moss Family Automotive, and in particular, the Moss Acura dealership on Northport Avenue here in Tampa. Now, they're located right beside Moss Nissan, so you can't miss it. Moss Family Automotive has the Nissan dealership and the Acura dealership side by side on Northport Avenue. And they get customers from all around the country because they're doing a couple of things that most other dealerships aren't. Number one, they have the You Serve, You Save program. We're all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, active or retired, and all church pastors, too, get fantastic deals on your vehicles for the job you do serving America. That's number one. Number two, your Moss vehicle will always come with Moss Care, with free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of your vehicle. Who's doing that? Not many people I know of. So check them out. You can check them out online, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. Check them out and see what they're all about. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. That'll open some more doors, too. All righty. The Watchdog on Wall Street is with us. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
How are you?
Well, I'm doing pretty good, and the weather's not bad down here. Considering what's around us to the west and to the north, I think it's going to get kind of miserable here for some people.
I haven't even been paying that much. I mean, a little bit rainy out here today, but I haven't been really paying attention to much of the weather. It's been staying kind of mild in the 60s on a regular basis, so it's not so bad.
Okay, because it is snowing out west, and that snow is going to come east eventually. What would you say if I told you there were a whole bunch of homeowners that were fleeing the big cities, and the number one city that they're leaving is San Francisco?
Well, that doesn't surprise me at all. San Francisco, when I first went there, it's going back 2012, I was still amazed at just how bad it was with just the Walking Dead and the drug addicts allowed to roam the streets. It was, it was scary at night. You felt like it was zombies, Walking Dead, that are moving around. And I can't imagine how much worse that's gotten, not to mention the fact that a lot of these Silicon Valley-type jobs, San Francisco jobs, have left, and they're not coming back. So, what's the point of actually being there?
Were they begging for money?
Pardon me?
Were these people begging for money?
No. No, it wasn't that they were begging for money. It's that they were just drugged out. It was just, it's creepy. Like I said, it was like being in a zombie movie.
So they didn't know what they were begging for.
No.
All right. Well, the second most left place, there's a word for you, was Los Angeles. The third most left place, New York, then Washington, D.C., then Boston.
I'm kind of shocked by that because Boston has done a pretty good job of, keeping the crime in check there in comparison to other major cities. You're still not seeing a lot of the major homelessness problems and whatnot that you see in others. But, maybe just because just the cost of living is high and people decided to move out.
Mm-hmm. Now, a Dallas Fed survey now sees business conditions in Texas worsening for the sixth straight month. And when that happens in Texas, you've got a problem.
Yeah, the things are, without a doubt, they're slowing down. We all know that this has been taking place. Obviously, inflation has a bit of a bite, and companies start retrenching to some degree and start being a little bit more careful. And it's going to resonate everywhere, quite frankly.
Now, I told you yesterday we were going to do a little politicking today. And we are, because there's all kinds of reports out there today, and this is an interesting one. 40 Democratic candidates running for the Congress have ceased traveling because they have no money to travel with. They're not getting any from the Democratic Party. Isn't that something?
Yeah, they're trying to focus their if we want to talk about focusing their fire, that's basically what it is, focusing the money in districts that they're trying to hold on to. Some have become uncompetitive. But that means more money are going to be flowing to a lot of these tight Senate races that are out there. And, again, I'm looking at the polls, and it does look like a bit of a landslide for the House. But in the Senate, it's still way too close to call.
Yeah, because there's a couple of different ways of looking at the Senate. One is they'll be up plus 251-49. That came out from somebody yesterday. I think it was Salem. One of the Salem groups came out with that. And then Rick Scott is saying nope, 52-48. And then there's another group that's out there that's saying 53-54, maybe 55. So everybody's... Yeah, it's going to be a Republican majority, but nobody agrees on the numbers to how much in the Senate.
It's hard to get your arms around. Trying to figure out. I know Pennsylvania, they're saying, is still tight. Arizona, what is it? Colorado and Ohio. Those are some of the areas that are still looking like it's pretty tight.
Well. Let me see here. The fact checkers are out, and they're targeting where is it here? Where is it? I got the fact-checking apparatus. Meta, who owns Instagram, partners with a third-party fact-checker from these two outlets and others to crack down on misinformation. This allows them to flag Instagram posts, thereby removing the posts from and explore and hashtag pages. Therefore, they reduce the visibility of the pages. Those get reduced, and stories don't get published, and accounts that are repeatedly fact-checked build up penalties, and eventually they're taken off the pages. Huh, how about that?
It seems like a sane process of actually trying to handle the situation.
Yeah.
They're also going to be charging people $20 a month for that blue check.
Right.
And again, I guess a lot of journalists are upset about that because they love, you know, having the fact that they had a blue check and anybody can get one as long as you verify and you post content, which kind of democratizes it to some degree. I've said about this for a long time. It's the anonymity of social media, which I really don't care for. If you're going to put something out there, put something out there. Put your name on it.
All right, we got a caller. I'm going to go over here and see what's going on. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Helen Campbell in St. Pete.
Hi there.
Hey, I need to know your Dr. Bill's telephone number that you were talking about.
Well, I'll have to give it to you off air. So if you want to hang out, I'll give it to you when I go to break, okay?
That'll work. I appreciate it.
I'll put you on hold. Okay, so that's something totally different. Now, she didn't realize we were on the air. But anyway, I think that there's a lot going on here that is going to change dramatically over the next few days. We've only got 7 days till the election, so I just see a lot of things happening very quickly. What do you think?
Oh, I would see, bombs, being thrown, without a doubt. I wouldn't surprise me in the slightest. Gang, and people are going to get desperate in regards to, trying to win, and they're going to try to throw things up on the wall and see what's going to stick. At this point in time, which kind of gets kind of ugly, and, you got to pay close attention. I'm sure the Sunday football games you're going to probably see a ton of ads, that's for sure.
Yeah, and unfortunately, we can't do anything about it because we got a captive audience during the game, so they're going to run all those ads. We're going to have to sit there and watch them.
Yeah, I mean, again, I think a lot of people kind of tune them out to some degree. I don't know. I mean, again, at this point in time, there's also been a lot of ballots that have been cast as well.
Now, what is going up there on Wall Street? Because we see that the end of the month finished pretty strong. However, there was some weakness shown in some other areas. It started out this month like as if it was going to be gangbusters, right?
Well, and what's that? What are you talking
about? The market, the stock market.
Well, I would say it's the first of the month. October is the best month to the Dow, but we'll see.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. I will talk to you tomorrow morning, my friend.
Have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Go over there, check him out, check out all the great things that he has to offer, and we will be coming back. Lieutenant Colonel, U.S. Army, Kevin Wright will be.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.